In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, today's show is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. All right, Loop, here we are in a very desolate studio.
Less is more. Less is more. Had to give away a lot of my worldly possessions. I'm sleeping on a floor. But I'm learning a lot about myself.
Dude, move out has begun.
You could come sleep in my bed with me.
I thought about that.
Get in there.
I feel like my roommates picked me clean like vultures, and I'm like the dead animal in the
It
desert.
Is nice, though.
Yeah, it's roomy. Like, you don't realize how big my room is until you got a mattress on a floor and a TV.
You wake up, you're like, yeah, I'm down here.
Yeah, you roll right out.
It looks like you guys have been robbed.
Well, we're still here. Zach and I are still here grinding through. Last night, we made nachos. We had pudding. We watched The Bachelor. It was a joy.
That was a good night.
So if you think you were being held down by this situation, we're not.
So why did you have to get rid of the frame so early?
Well,
so
I sold it because two of our roommates already moved out. So I sold like some of the stuff because otherwise it was just going to be harder to get rid of. So I'm trying to make this thing more seamless for me.
Are we all good with the remote equipment?
Yeah, I'm going to be fully, like, you guys won't even, it'll be like PTI. I'll have, like, a backdrop of the Rise skyline.
Yeah. Even though we're just out, yeah.
I'll be doing a remote hit, like, I'll have to put the big thing up behind me, you know?
That'll be very
They'll be
nice.
Like, oh, there's Rye Country Day right there behind them.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Zaloop, this was the site of your Packers-Giants victory, right? You watched it here alone.
No, not alone.
With whom?
My friend Max. Old roommate. Moved out. Came back for the game.
What was that like?
That was a good day.
The Packers were successful. The Giants were not successful.
I have not heard a lot from Zach on this.
Not much to say.
Well, he's on to the next, dude.
Yeah, we're in Dallas now, dude.
We're on to Dallas.
How confident are you?
You guys heard Jordy on a cheap shot, and now we got to play Dallas.
I was freaking out with joy when Jordy got hurt.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Wait, is he going to be able to play?
I don't think so.
Not the rest of the playoffs at all, or just not against Dallas?
I would doubt he plays again this year.
Definitely going to suit.
I don't think so. Not this week.
No?
No, no way.
Put on the pads.
They'll win it all without him.
Sloop's confident.
Irrational confidence. I like it.
Good futures bet on the Natty Ship.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Feels good, certainly. Zach and I mean, how long have we been talking about this? Seriously,
Clemson was the better
4 weeks. We've been talking about how Clemson's going to beat Alabama. In fact, we even put a small wager on the fact that they would about a month ago. So it was a nice little payday. Zaloop and I watched it together. Fantastic game. I was getting so annoyed the day after the game. Like, save your negative takes after a game that good. Am I right?
Yeah,
so exciting.
It was
best game ever.
I think it was. I mean, look, if you want to argue the semantics of was it better than the Vince Young Rose Bowl, it's fine. I think it's a better game because of everything else. Like, the Vince Young Rose Bowl is one game. We're talking about a rematch. The team that lost, that couldn't get it done last year, the same quarterback, the same coaches. Like, it is so unlikely to get a rematch in a national title game the way college sports are set up. And to get it with all the same people being involved, and then to get that kind of finish, it's like, it's once in a lifetime stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't really even have to compare. They were both awesome in their own way. The ending of that game, we wanted Clemson to win, but like, if I was a team fan of either of those teams, I wouldn't have been able to watch.
Kloop, isn't it crazy that I was talking to Zach about this earlier, that people are talking about this as the best college football game ever, possibly. We had a World Series game between the Indians and the Cubs that people talked about as the best baseball game ever, and there was a national title game in basketball that the same went for.
Yeah,
and it's all like 1 year.
In a game seven in the NBA Finals, it was pretty
good. Yeah, game seven in the NBA Finals. So,
yeah, I mean, look, it's been
an unbelievable stretch.
It's been an awesome year for sports, and I tweeted this out from our account yesterday. Like, the college football season, it's my favorite sport. It's really disappointing when it's over. And Zach kind of talked about last week how, you know, the bowl season had been a little disappointing. And to this point, I think he was right. But when you look back and you say what we got with Ohio State, Michigan, what we got with that Rose Bowl game, and what we got in that national championship, like, you can't ask for a whole lot more from a season.
It was incredible.
Than we got to see in college football. So it was pretty great.
Are you completely settled with four teams?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I don't think there's any need. If they want to do, look, they probably are ultimately going to do it, right? The money's just going to be too big not to. But to me, it's like, it's perfect because it makes every regular season game so important. Like, if Clemson had lost that game to NC State, for example, they wouldn't have been able to play in the Final Four. Like, the stakes of the regular season get raised so much with the virtue of four, whereas eight gives you so much more room for error.
Yeah, I think you're most likely to end up with the best team this way.
And as much
and we did. I mean, we ended up with the best two, clearly.
And as much as we love college hoops, it's like, that's kind of the problem with the college hoops regular season.
Yeah.
Like, night in and night out, the games, yeah, okay, they're fun to watch, but they don't mean anything.
Right.
You know, like, you can lose, like...
Syracuse is one of the last teams in last year, and they made the Final Four.
Right. You can lose 10, 11, 12 games and get hot at the end. And, like, while that's unique to college basketball, and that's great... I don't want it for college football.
The Ohio State-Michigan game wouldn't have mattered.
Both of them would have been in. Right. Yeah. I was thinking that the other day. Like, Michigan is an inch away from playing for the national championship. Like, an inch away from being in the Final Four, and instead they have an Orange Bowl loss. You know, like, that's how much these games matter. So right. I like that.
And this year, too, Penn State was the 5 seed, and they could have been in, and they could have flipped with Washington, but we still ended up with... the best team.
And I think we still would have is the point.
Right.
Like, I don't think that there was
like
really...
That could have been the one mistake this year. Like, Penn State could say they should have gotten in.
They wouldn't have beaten Bama.
No, they wouldn't have beaten
Bama. It would have just been like, how much would they have lost by? So, awesome result. Like, I'm so glad we got a great game because Zach was right last week. Like, the first two weren't so great. But a lot of times the first two aren't so great because...
Touchdown with 1 second left.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, the 4-team playoff seems to be working thus far.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest... It feels like the Super Bowl. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also makes the last 3 weeks of the season feel like the Super Bowl.
I just couldn't stand. I felt like there always has to be some negative. Like, I'm so tired. I don't know how you guys feel about this, of, like, the amateurism stuff. Like, all right, we all kind of get that the players could make money and, like, probably deserve a better deal. But, like, if that's your take after that kind of national championship game, I just can't do it.
Don't let them get to you, Clue. Don't let him get
But, like, what do you think about that? Like, do you think that players are ultimately going to get paid? Like, that this is all going to change or what?
I don't know. I mean, probably, yeah. Like, I don't know how they can continue to justify it, but it seems like a tired conversation. We've been saying it for 5, 6, 7 years.
I just don't see a lot of players who are having, like, an awful experience with what they are receiving from these, like, high-level universities.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole rabbit hole there that we could go down. That's like with college athletes getting paid.
I'm more frustrated by the fact that it's just like always a top. You can't talk about college sports without talking.
Who's talking about amateurism that's pissing you off?
Specifically, Levitard does all the time.
Okay, there we go.
But, dude, it's not
take
just
a break from Levitard,
dude. It's Jay Billis, like, right away.
Well, yeah, that's Jay Billis's mission.
And I understand.
Mission.
That's why you listen in the loop.
I know, but it's a lot of people. It's not like it's just Levitard. Like, Billis, right away, it's like, Alabama made $57 million.
Well, people use this as a podium for that shit.
Right.
People who are...
Let's not take the bait, dude.
Okay.
Let's not take the bait.
Okay.
Give me a little on...
All right. Good God.
We're getting we're getting a call on the landline.
Hang it up.
Let's see who it is.
It's probably a caller.
It could be Gorgie. This is in the loop. Christoph?
Wrong number.
No.
Wrong number.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, though. Hey, we got our first online. We got the first caller ever.
Who knows you as Christoph?
First time, long time.
People from American Express think my name's Christoph. It's probably one of those bastards.
I said, give me a little lane. Give me a little about Lane and Sark and what
Sark
you make
was fresh.
Of how that all turned out.
Sark threw a double pass on the last drive of the game, and they scored 31 points. Like,
I think if Bama loses and all of a sudden it's a storyline that, like, if they had Lane, they wouldn't have lost. But if Bama had won and just stopped him on that last possession, Sark would have been the hero.
Yeah, they drove down the field on the last drive.
So obviously it wasn't that bad. Like, the Alabama offense has been, like, was anemic against Washington as well. Like, they had an 18-year-old quarterback going up against one of the best defenses in the country. You're going to have to manufacture points. They made big plays. It wasn't enough.
Clemson was a better team. They turned it over twice. Bama scored on that crazy, just blown coverage, and they deserved it.
But Zach and I were talking about there's no way Lane wasn't thrilled with the result.
Yeah.
Night of his life.
It couldn't have worked out better for old Lane.
Lane is sitting shot so pretty.
A goose egg.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they don't score at all. Yeah. That would have been Lane's dream.
Do you think he really was rooting hard against them?
100%.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
There's no way that relationship...
He definitely, like, wanted some of his guys to win, but wanted them to burn more.
There's no way that his relationship with Saban, that, like, they'll ever, like... They'll never, like, spend any time together.
Oh, you don't think? No, you don't think they're grabbing brews anytime soon?
There's been a lot of talk about that, too, though, like, on Feinbaum. Just that Saban, like, that you do have to, like, raise the question. Like, why couldn't you have just worn it for one more week?
For, like, six more days.
6 more days, yeah.
You know, like, that is, it's odd. Did Saban's ego get so big that he was like, whatever, we'll just get Sark.
And win.
Yeah. It's going to be a weird cloud that always hangs over that one.
Yeah, well, Nick's got a lot of titles. He'll be all right.
Let's move on. Okay. More in the loop after this from Barracuda.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
All right, headlines in a moment, but Kloop, you didn't realize that Gorgui Jang was playing against the Rockets tonight.
Huge mistake.
You
on
got
my
the
part.
Fish on the hook and you didn't reel it in.
Did you check the schedule?
They put
them online so you can see when the games are.
To give our, you know, viewers and listeners, mostly listeners, a little context, we mentioned at the end of last week's episode that Gorgui Jang would be joining us from the Minnesota T-Wolves. Unfortunately, we could not get that done.
He had a conflict.
They're playing the Rockets tonight. It's a high-scoring offense. Gorgui's going to have to be really locked in order to handle those kind of defensive rotations tonight. That said,
we could have gotten Derrick Rose on Monday.
Zach, come on. Too soon, okay?
Dude,
we're gonna
segue.
Get there.
That was a segue.
And, but we'll get him. We're gonna get him.
We don't segue here.
That was a segue.
We don't segue.
When we want a guest, ultimately, he comes on this show. It happened with JJ Lane. It'll happen with Gorgui Jang.
Let's begin with the NFL. Give Zach some credit. Packers take down the G-Men. Looked close for a while. Clue.
It did.
Back-breaking Hail Mary in half.
That was a joke.
But another like ridiculous example of like the post game. Like if you want to do your boat cruise hot take, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like to me, it's simple. And Zach, I'll be interested to hear your opinion. The Giants aren't going to win a game in the 30s. Once the game is in the 30s, the Giants are not going to win. They didn't score 30 points all year. And Rodgers played lights out. Like it's pretty simple to me.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I would say is that, I mean, Beckham did, like, if Beckham catches that touchdown, it's a different game in the first quarter. You know what I mean?
I think it's a different
game. But you can't blame it on the boat cruise, but Beckham did have a bad game.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game.
But could Beckham have won them the football game?
I don't think so. If the Giants were just not going to win a game in which they had to score 27 to 35 points. Like
they did a really good job in the first half of confusing Rodgers by keeping him in the pocket.
I think he just figured it out, didn't he?
Yeah, he
like at half, he came out and it was just a
and our offensive
look.
Line played
and,
much better.
And Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie being out allowed him to really abuse us in the slot. Like it, and the Packers are peaking at the right time, and the Giants needed to play their best game of the season. They didn't do that, and that's why they lost.
Other than that game, which was great for a while. Worst weekend of playoff football
that game
probably
was, yeah,
in my life.
That game was only good for like two quarters. Every other game was
unwatchable.
Miserable. There was a weird little backdoor situation with my guy, with Matt Moore taking him down the field.
And what happened?
First of all, can we give credit where credit is due? Matt Moore is a badass.
Yeah,
that guy got his bell rung.
I thought he was dead.
I thought
he is now, right? Or not?
he definitely didn't know that was a playoff game when he came back in the game.
There's no way he knew where he was.
Mike Williams from Clemson, same deal. Just got his bell rung.
Just gonzo.
Concussion protocol is interesting. Like, one play, Matty Moore sat out there.
Did anyone
that's
watch
a quick,
it happen?
That's a quick, like, you know, you're making that decision quickly, too. Because he was, like, 20 seconds, he's up off the bench. They're like, you're good to go.
Do you really need to, like, even check him out after seeing that play?
Yeah, they saw the fire in his eyes. They knew he wanted to get back out.
I'm not you had a little back door.
No. Matt got close.
Oh, the door was open. Matt did not go through. That's what you're saying.
Matt Moore saw the open door and ran in the other direction.
Just ran straight into the wall.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was awful. We watched Houston against Oakland. Oh my lord. Unwatchable.
Pittsburgh.
You're talking to
Seahawks game sucked.
You're talking to a guy who took the Raiders. So
I took the Raiders. Yeah. I think I was 0-4, actually.
Yeah, I was 0-4.
Yeah. Couldn't figure it out. Yeah, tricky
all
board.
All favorites.
Tricky board.
All favorites.
Really? All faves? All chalk? No.
Yeah, all chalk.
Maybe that's what we were at this weekend.
That's what they want you to
That's
think.
What they want.
But maybe they know we're thinking
that's
that.
Where they fuck you.
All right. That's when you really start to dig yourself a hole.
Any game you're looking forward to in particular this weekend besides
I think all three are really good except for the Patriots. I think Chiefs Steelers is a great game. I think Seahawks Falcons is a great game.
Now, when is Packers Dallas? Last game. You got Buck, you got Aikman.
You got Buck, yeah.
All the pageantry surrounding the Big Fox game.
And it's the revenge of Dez, right? This is the rematch of that Dez.
When he dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was at Lambeau. I love the spot for the Packers. Inside, like, you have the edge, I think, at quarterback. The question is, can you slow down Zeke? Because they're just going to try to...
That O-line just run they'll just, over
the,
them?
The Cowboys are just going to try to keep Rodgers off the field, yeah. Which like I think is the goal when you play against them, but not a lot of teams can do it.
I'm pumped.
Zloop doesn't really make predictions. He doesn't
they're gonna
make
win.
Guarantee. Oh, okay.
And wow.
And I stand corrected.
I was a little hesitant going in the Giants game, but... I'm not scared anymore. Like, give me Rodgers.
I feel like that was the one you had to get past.
Give me Rodgers over Dak any day of the week.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. No concern without Jordy, though?
No.
Obviously, you'd like to have him.
Yeah. Last week, I was wearing my Jordy jersey.
Kansas State.
Yeah, the club got me.
I got him for Christmas.
And then we were down 6-0.
Santa Claus club.
He got hurt. I took my jersey off to go get another one, switch up the mojo, couldn't find it. Shirtless rest of the game.
Huh.
You think I go shirts off on Sunday?
Yeah, I think you got to.
Yeah.
You have to. Watch outside on the balcony, too.
No, I didn't do that. I was saving that.
Clue. Derrick Rose, your boy, goes AWOL. Frank Isola, friend of the podcast, was the man to follow on this story.
Yeah, he broke news on this podcast a few weeks back.
He did.
He's been doing really well with this, but it's insane that, like... The last thing you want to do is take a shot at a guy if he had a real family emergency or whatever. Mm-hmm. The idea that you cannot call your team and say, like to put this in normal person situation, if something tragic happens to one of us or whatever and you have to like leave your job.
That's fine, but
and you have to leave your job, like any normal person knows you have to like just send a text like, hey, something happened, I gotta go.
Shoot an email.
And he said, did you hear what he said? He said, I just couldn't make a call at that point.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, it seems easy.
He went all the way to Chicago.
But you couldn't, like, just hit the button.
I was at the game. I didn't even notice, to be honest.
Can you remember something like this happening where a player just didn't show up?
97 Cedric Ceballos.
Just when he did not show.
He bounced for, like, 3 days to an Arizona.
I feel like guys went AWOL before.
I read an article.
They'll go AWOL again.
Yeah, they'll go AWOL again.
It's just...
He's going to sign a max deal this summer, dude.
They're not going to suspend... Yeah, okay, so now he wants a max deal, Clue?
He'll get it,
not
dude.
From the Knicks. He's not going to get it. The
from
Knicks
who?
Are dominating.
They got it, dude.
The other... Here's the other...
Who is going to give Derrick Rose a
dude,
max
Kelly
deal?
Kelly Olynyk wants a max deal.
Well, Olynyk is useful.
I'd rather have him.
Yeah, Rose is not. I'd rather have Olynyk than
100%.
Rose. Wait, can we back up for 1 second, too? The other thing is he comes off being benched in the fourth quarter 2 games in a row. It's like... It's very coincidental that it seems like all of this is happening like his relationship with his team is deteriorating so bad.
Either way, he should like. There's no excuse for doing what he did.
And
no matter what,
they didn't suspend him. They're like, I guess
you got to suspend him.
But this,
how do you justify not suspending?
This whole Knicks team now is such a mess. You have all these guys.
It's
you have
a
like
dumpster fire,
this.
Dude.
No, but they have this superstar in waiting, and they have all these guys around him who are just like not a part of the long term vision. I cannot see how it works.
I mean, yeah, they've been terribly run for 15
Melo
years.
Melo needs to waive his no trade and just, like, they need to just get rid of everyone. That's the only way that this can get better.
Would that make you happy?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and it's not because I don't like Melo. It's just because, like, it doesn't make sense for him to be here.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't make sense. He's on a losing team. What is he just going to finish out his twilight years, like...
This
being on a bad Knicks team with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, you wonder that about some NBA
but
players.
But he has this like full no trade clause, so he doesn't have to go if he doesn't want to go.
Full no trade.
Yeah, he can
dude,
wait.
If Lolo doesn't want to go.
Lala. That's his wife.
Very close.
Then he's not going.
She wants to stay. I think it just has to do with him liking being in New York and not like wanting to mess with it. I don't know. I hope it gets remedied. Something needs to change. I don't know if it's going to.
Things started out good. They're pretty bad now. Pretty bleak.
Not a lot of podcasts taken from Derrick Rose to Jimmy Furyk. Klub.
Guy shot a 58 over the summer.
That's so low.
Yeah, 58 is very
missed
low.
Missed a putt for 57.
That was quite a round.
Yeah, we were in Hawaii. I'm like, everyone go to the golf channel.
Jim's hot.
Jimmy Furyk's about to pour in a 57. I think it was in Bristol, right? It was.
Is that where it was?
I think it was in
Bristol.
Yeah, I think it was in Bristol. Like he was. I don't even think he won or like came close.
How'd you shoot 58? Missed a putt for 57.
74, right? 74, 58, 68.
Yeah, good.
But Klub, he has upset us in Ryder Cups.
I don't mind this though. He's fiery.
It doesn't.
He's gonna be the Ryder Cup.
Just
captain.
Because he was a bad Ryder Cup player doesn't necessarily mean he's gonna be a bad captain.
Dude, it was in Cromwell, Connecticut. You were close.
Yeah, but I think they call it the Bristol
sure.
Open. Yeah.
Bristol, Travis, Cromwell. Yeah. Klub is very familiar with the suburbs.
I don't even think it. Like, I think that the Ryder Cup has reached a point where the boys are so fired up no matter what that, like, put anyone as captain.
Furyk is 10-20-4 in the Ryder Cup.
That's great. He grinds.
The Jeff Fisher of the U.S. Ryder Cup team.
That is kind of tough.
Four but, ties, dude. We probably needed those half puntos.
When you shoot a 58. You just earn some leeway.
Once you shoot a 58, you know it's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's Jeff. It's Jim's turn.
I don't get why they don't let DL3 go again.
It's just like, I think they switch it up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They like everyone getting a taste.
That's what I'm telling you.
I want Phil to be a player's captain.
We need a player's captain. Make Pat Reed the player's captain.
Nah, I don't know. Pat's like overall.
He's got enough to worry about.
Yeah, he's got enough to worry about keeping his emotions. Like,
that's true.
Keeping himself alive.
Well, you know, Furyk glared at me once at Wingfoot.
Tell the story.
Yeah, no, he just
great.
No. Did I say something to him?
I don't even know
if I said something to him. He just gave me the stink eye, Wingfoot, in the open once.
If we ever got,
I don't know what to tell you.
If we ever get him on the podcast, he's like, I remember you, little fucker. Yeah.
Yeah. I hated your face.
Yeah, texting your little girlfriend during me trying to make a par putt.
Klub, Paris.
Paris,
as in the side.
We're going, dude.
They are going to hate the U.S. team.
But don't you think there will be a large American fan base there because it's kind of a destination? It's not like it's being played in the middle of a field somewhere in Ireland.
I don't know. It's a good question.
We got to go.
Let's go.
City of love.
City lights, baby.
Take it to them on their soil.
Yeah. It's always, I think it's more satisfying when on their soil, right?
Yeah. Like they tried during the revolution.
You want to talk a little Trump?
No, I want to talk
Speaking of revolutions.
I want to talk really quickly about... That was nice.
Thank you.
I want to talk quickly about the Grayson Allen thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the
that's
new
right.
thing. Have you guys seen
the... Shoved the coach.
Shoved... Like, what is this guy...
Have you watched the video, Zach?
Yeah.
Shoved him. Shoved him.
But, like...
Why is the coach defending him?
I
don't know. That's all.
Maybe they just don't want it to be... They just feel
He's,
bad.
Like, hashtagging, like, let Grayson live or something.
This kid could have come out... He could have come out last year and been, I think, a pretty good high... Like, he would have been a first-round pick.
Well, he had a nice
tournament. You think he's screwing himself?
I think he is screwing himself
right
now.
He's dirty.
He also didn't play well last night.
Why would you take a flyer on Grayson Allen and risk putting...
He just looks like a melt.
I understand, but I'm saying last year you would have taken... He's the only guy from the Duke team... From like last year's Duke team, who stuck around,
he was great last year,
and he was awesome last year. He was like one of the best scorers in the country, and now it's like this whole thing is spiraling out of control. And now it's like everything he does, is.
And 2 years ago, as a freshman, he won them the championship.
Yeah, he was great. So I don't know, but it's strange.
Yeah, I mean, Zloop, he reminds me of like a million kids we played middle school sports with.
Yeah.
Who just couldn't control themselves.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah. Just an absolute loose cannon.
Against Boston College, the thing
Klub, I think, is the only one of us actually to ever get a technical foul. No, I got a flagrant once.
A flagrant?
Yeah,
I got a yellow
jersey. But you got the T.
I got a technical foul.
You let the ball fly.
Y ball.
Yeah, why? But you also got one at Brunswick, right?
Yeah, when we were playing against Brunswick, I gave up a steal to Kevin Decker, who was a stud player back in the day. And
Decker, if you're listening, call us.
Yeah.
We want to interview you.
I think he's like the offensive coordinator like Michigan now.
I would chop anything up with Decker.
I threw the ball off the wall. I got a technical. It was a bad call because I wasn't like trying to show the official up. It's a long
got
story.
Got a little T.
Yeah, got a little T. Sat the bench the rest of the half.
I got a yellow card doing that.
Klub on the fine after the T.
So, but yeah, it's like the thing against Boston College he didn't look that bad. That was like, seemed like they were trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. The Florida State thing, the shoving the coach is totally real.
Yeah, it's plain for everyone.
I wouldn't be surprised if the ACC steps in now. So, we'll see.
So, after
good
the
job
BC
by him.
Thing...
Bad job, coach.
Bad job.
Zach?
Good job by the coach.
But
bad job by Grayson.
Yeah, it's a bad job.
Can we do Trump?
This kid's he's licking his
Alex, you get enough Trump. I come into the
All right, how much of the
he's watching the news on his phone.
How much of these hearings?
This guy's still in his
Chris,
seat. Tillerson.
So much.
You watched it all.
Cable networks sit on these hearings as long
he's
as they
still
run.
Going.
Sessions, Tilly's still out there.
That guy, let him live.
How long is has Rex
Dude,
Tillerson?
8 hours.
Yeah, it's probably like going to be like 6-8 hours.
You
hour
get to break for lunch?
Yeah, they have a little.
What if you have to like take a dump?
I think they're bathroom
breaks. You wear a
breaks.
Diaper.
No,
dude.
I swear they don't take bathroom breaks, it seems like.
God, that's big then, being able to hold it.
It is
sometimes
serious.
It comes down to who can outlast you. He's like, I'll sit here all day, boys. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Serious endurance on display.
The senator from Montana is like, I had Chipotle. Should not have done that.
So
starting to sweat. Hour six. He's like, oh, God. They're not slowing down.
Like yelling at his staffer. He's like, you didn't tell me I had a hearing.
They cut to like Rubio. He's like working on a burrito bowl.
So today, Tillerson until Trump. Then you cut away from Tillerson to watch Trump, of course.
So what's the biggest thing from the Trump press conference that he did today, Trump Tower?
I mean, what was like the funniest thing or what was
CNN
the newsiest
thing? No, funniest thing. Our viewers don't care about the news.
The CNN, yeah, the back and forth with CNN's Jim Acosta was fiery.
Tough day to be Acosta.
He just basically wouldn't let him ask a question.
Wouldn't let him ask a question. Acosta's screaming, you know, you're accusing my network of all this stuff. Can we ask a question? He's just shouting.
You're fake news. You're fake news.
It ended with Trump calling him fake news. He also called BuzzFeed a failing pile of garbage at one point. But then BuzzFeed, I think, sort of embraced the insult and put it on their website, like their
And then at
headline.
The end, he said that when he's going to give his company to his kids. If they do a good job, he'll come back. Say they did a great job, but if not, you're fired.
You're fired.
That's how he finished.
That's how he finished.
Yeah. The last words of the press conference,
were,
I believe,
you're fired.
Were.
And they were.
You're fired.
And he pointed and then walked
what,
off.
And how was the golden shower discussed, right? He said he couldn't have done that because he's a germaphobe.
He alluded to some allegations in a document online. But,
well, a guy came out first and just, like, made the statement about how it wasn't true.
Yeah, and then Trump did.
He did use the phrase golden shower.
No.
No.
That's not true. Yeah, surreal day in the world of politics.
That's interesting. I didn't see a lot of it. Like, yeah, you can't watch that stuff, but when I'm at work and also...
So, the interesting thing, like, BuzzFeed is getting killed for putting that
document
online. I love
that little dossier.
But isn't that good?
People,
isn't
I mean,
all
the internet
good?
Is loving that dossier, but... You know, presumably the role of journalists is to vet something like that before putting that out. Otherwise, you're just kind
anymore.
Of retweeting something.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, it's completely. Yeah. I mean, it's made up, but the imagery for me of him in that Four Seasons in Moscow is so enjoyable. So I'm good with
I
it.
I think.
And Charles, tell him about the betting market.
Oh, the betting market?
Couple props.
Yeah, that they say that video appears on a website.
5-1.
5-1. Only.
That's all you're getting?
Yeah, that means people...
Can you get...
That means there's a stake.
Is there a prop for it not ending up on the website?
There's got to be.
Probably. I don't know where these sites, like Sports Insights, who we follow pretty closely, they tweeted out today.
But they're legit. You can definitely make that bet somewhere.
Yeah, it's 6-1 that the man is impeached, so yeah. Stay tuned.
I think 5-1 now.
So I'm going to be our man on the ground next week at the inauguration.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Can
we'll
we give you a call?
We'll do a call. We'll do a little phoner.
Yeah. Get Trump.
I'm going to effort Trump.
That's big.
Yeah. If I can't get Trump, who do you want?
Bill Clinton.
Do you have, okay.
I would like
Clinton's your second
I would
choice.
Like Mitch McConnell.
All right.
I'd like to ask
you
that.
Guys, you know, compile your list, get them to me, and I'll work on booking.
Okay.
Just kind of, yeah. Walk around, find someone good.
Just do man on the street interviews.
Yeah,
for him,
yeah.
Right? Are you going to be outside for it? Like,
I'm not really sure. I don't know the
Chris,
deets.
Don't ask.
I don't know the details.
Okay.
Zloop, talk to me about the Golden Globes.
Loved it, except Streep.
La La Land's your favorite movie ever.
It's a joy. Yeah, and it's swept.
Just a rout.
I mean, just having Ryan Gosling there.
Cloop,
is
when
such
Jack's
a joy.
Talking about La La Land, don't cough.
I know I'm dealing with.
Dude, if you got a cough, you can go.
I'm dealing with a little. You know,
we'll tickle.
I'm worried because I watched that first episode of The Crown. The guy's coughing. Next thing you know, he's gonzo.
Yeah,
so.
You don't know. He could make
no,
it.
No,
doesn't
no.
seem like he's going to
no,
make
no,
it.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So now I'm worried.
He's dead
have
episode
we,
two.
Have we alluded to the fact that Zach got upset with me for ruining the quote-unquote The Crown for him by telling him that Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip
no,
were in fact still alive?
Maybe they get divorced.
I like mentioned them in some news story and Zach freaked out.
You know, I don't like spoilers.
He's like, I'm watching The Crown.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No spoilers, dude.
La La Land.
Love it.
Gosling speech.
Perfect. Streep. Brutal.
Stealing the headlines. Yeah. Streep, headline one. La La Land, Seven Globes, headline two.
Not for me.
That upset you.
Do you guys think I would enjoy La La Land?
Yeah, it's a joy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand not enjoying
No, actually. You don't like movies.
I do like movies. I just I don't,
when's the last
I don't
know movie? If you like it. Don't
when's
see
the,
it.
When's the last like movie that came out in theaters that you liked?
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That movie's incredible. Yeah. I also like Spotlight. That was good. It was a couple of years
Spotlight.
Ago.
It was like so 4 years
two
ago.
Two in the last you know, 4 years.
Spotlight.
No, what happens with movies is I'm like, all right, do I like this? And then once I start thinking that, it's like another hour, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you don't like movies. I mean, it's all right.
I want to see that. I want to see Manchester by the Sea. Apparently, there's a weird thing. Did you hear about the Stallone-Casey Affleck problem?
No, but I'm very curious to hear about it.
Stallone and his wife were supposed to be sitting at the, like, the Manchester by the Sea thing, the sea table, but the Manchester by the Sea table only had one seat for the two of them.
Oh, no.
And it's like space is at an absolute premium, so you can't just like
squeeze another
chair. Squeeze, but they tried. Like, Stallone. Oh, no. Got very upset with Casey Affleck, and then he watched the whole rest of the show from the green room.
Imagine being the person that had to tell Sly what the situation was. Like, you got, dude, you got to tell him.
I'm not telling. He's like, where's my,
There's only one chair.
There's only one chair. There's no name tag for Sly. They're like, who was on Sly?
Yeah. So, Zach, does Gosling have a chance at the Oscar?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
It's gonna be Casey Affleck gonna win Oscar. La La gonna win picture.
Yep.
Chazelle will win for writing.
Directing.
Chazelle will win for directing.
Score.
Who is this Chazelle?
He wrote and directed La La.
31-year-old writer-director of La La.
I'm 29, so look
Stone
out,
will win actress.
Got a couple of years.
Yeah, look
Stone
out.
Will win actress.
Slight favorite over Natalie Portman. That's the only one that's close.
Portman breathing down her neck.
Yeah, Portman's hot on her trail. I mean, Portman was a favorite. I think maybe things swung at the Globes. La La got a little juice.
So, but that movie with Portman isn't very popular, or has it not come out
yet?
The Jackie Kennedy movie.
I don't know.
I'll see it.
It's kind of strange.
Alex will see it.
Yeah, I'll see it.
I'd be excited to see that. I really do want to see Manchester by the Sea, and I should.
I haven't seen that either.
I should see La La Land. I hear Manchester by the Sea is pretty depressing.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to mentally prep for that kind of thing.
We got a draft.
Oh yeah. Well, the draft is going to be the new final segment every
staple.
Week. You got to send in your suggestions
for draft topics.
Yes. You know,
I was actually going to tweet that out today. I'm glad we're on the same page. I didn't.
The problem is no one ever responds. We don't have a lot of viewers or listeners.
No, dude, when we ask for a mailbag, we get the mailbag.
We got about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Fly. No, we got a lot. But we only pick 7 or 8.
Yeah, dude, I know. You're the one sandbagging us.
Zloop, what's today's topic?
HBO/Showtime shows.
Premium cable.
Premium cable.
Yeah.
Premium
shows you get
television.
The good stuff.
Shows
now the viewers
now.
Know we get the good premium channels.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Mike.
We definitely all share the same username.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to change the password on the brothers. Not that I've done that.
Is there a limit on devices on HBO?
No, only on Sunday Ticket. That's when I got to go on and change the password.
Showtime, I've definitely gotten blocked at. 5 devices.
I usually use my roommate stuff for everything. So you guys are good. You can have that too if you want.
What's the order today?
I went first last time.
I feel like I haven't gone first.
All right, yet. You go first.
You go first.
Kloop, you go second.
All right, when we come back, HBO and Showtime draft. Premium
drum
channels. Drum roll. Alex Lupica leads off.
Kloop, I fired up some OC season 1 yesterday. Pilot.
Just out of
the blue. Thought occurred to me, could not have been happier.
He's been singing the song all day. We know it is.
Oh, we're recording. Wow. Okay.
Oh, are we recording?
Entourage. I did the same thing with Entourage. Like, I just started watching some early episodes. I just blitzed, like, a whole season.
How many times do you think you've seen each Entourage?
I was thinking about that while I was watching it.
Three times?
Maybe, no, more.
More.
There are certain episodes I've probably seen, like, upwards of 15 times.
You can, like...
Probably some seasons I've only seen, like...
And also because only the best seasons of Entourage are only the, like, first... I mean, the first...
Season 2, 1, 2, and 3 are so...
Yeah, no, I know. So those are the ones that you end up watching, like, more...
Yeah.
More often.
They're also pure.
So that actually is a beautiful transition to our draft.
All right, I'm leading us off Snake Draft.
HBO shows.
HBO, Showtime shows. Past, present.
You have the best pick, because you did well on your day last week.
I can't afford to not take this show. Number one, and that is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
Wow. Yeah, that's all right. That sets me up for a big snake, your second clue.
I couldn't have gotten away with not taking it and waiting. I think it would have gotten picked up.
I'm going to take Sopranos number two.
That's good.
That's like that's up there in my top three or four of all time.
So you guys know what happened to me in The Sopranos, yeah, right? Little mishap.
Yeah, you thought you were going to start watching season one. You watched the first episode of season six where he kills Chris.
Yeah, accidentally flipped ahead to season six. I thought I was still in season one. Christopher died. I was like, really thought that guy would stick around.
Wow, Imperioli.
He texted me, he's like, wow, he dies early. I'm yeah, like, not really.
Imperioli, I felt like, was a big character.
Yeah. Meadows weirdly
it's
old.
Weird. Like, he was good in episode one, but not that good.
Yeah, and he's only on screen for 20
minutes.
He
didn't, like, set up the plot at all.
So I feel like I kind of missed out on The Sopranos thing.
It's awesome. Yeah. I would recommend it to anyone who hasn't watched it. It kind of started what we're talking about right now, which is, like, all these great shows being on.
I mean, I'm getting one and two on my big board now, three and four.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Entourage, Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Really well done.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not a big Thrones guy.
I know. That's why I knew I was safe once I got... I was either going to get Sopranos, I was getting two of those three. Once he picked Curb. Curb was five.
Having one of those fun popcorn shows and then one of the longer, more serious shows.
Yeah.
Is your one and two. Nice balance.
Like Night Of, and then you get Silicon Valley.
Something like that.
Yeah, sure. Because it's Sunday night, too.
You want the calm down.
You know Monday's coming. You can't go to sleep.
Letting Westworld be the last thing in your brain before going to work on Monday was borderline dangerous, I think.
Yeah. That's putting yourself to the
mental
test.
Same with Thrones. It's too dark.
You're like, wow, that rape and then beheading was good.
That was enjoyable. Time for Monday.
Yep.
I'll take Californication with my guy, Duchovny.
Wow. You guys shared an evening.
Yeah, I met Duchovny. I've never felt more like an idiot, starstruck guy in my life.
Wait, when?
US Open.
Me and Dad were at the US Open, and Dad knows him a little bit, and he was like, you know, Chris, this is Dave Duchovny. I'm like, and I was just like, holy shit.
He was moody, right?
Yeah, and
he is moody.
Yeah, and I mean, Californication, like, around that time was, like, huge, and I loved it, and I totally choked. I wasn't
fanboy.
Wasn't cool. I was,
total fanboy.
Yeah, fanboy. tried to kiss him on the mouth, the whole nine. So, but yeah, that show's awesome. That's another show. Like, go back and watch season one and two. It's unbelievable. Happy with my pick.
Happy, you're happy. Good pick. That was the next on my big board.
You know how I like that. You know how I need you guys to affirm my picks.
Yeah.
Feel better about it.
All right, Alex. You
okay.
Here. Oh, God.
I know.
He doesn't look confident.
I am melting.
He's looking at, also looking at a blank screen.
I'm just staring at a blank. My computer's been off for 20 minutes. I'm just staring at it. All right. I think... Man, this is tough.
I mean, you already lost. It's okay.
How did I get outboxed again?
It's all right.
This is ridiculous. I had the whole board set up, and now I'm melting. All right, I'm going to take The Wire and Homeland. Wow,
not
kind
bad.
Of a nice
recovery. The Wire's
recovery.
Good. It gives you a little juice. I never watched it.
I think I could have gotten away with, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, with your next pick that's non-existent?
Yeah, we only did three. All right, perfect.
Cloop.
Is it me?
Bum, yep. Bum, ba, da, dum, bum.
Yeah, you guys don't see this one coming. How to Make It in America.
Oh, my God. I thought about it. It's on my board.
I love it. Two seasons, right? I don't think it got three.
Yeah, the show.
No, I think it was like one and a half.
The show,
yeah.
The show where the guy wants to make jeans company.
That show is so good. With Kid Cudi and Jigalski from One Tree Hill.
Jigalski.
That show is awesome.
Oh,
absolutely,
that's good.
Awesome. Nice. And like the... I don't know the guy's name. Like, the shorter Latin fella. He plays, like, the guy who makes the energy drink.
Oh, I know.
He's been
about.
In everything.
Yeah.
Is he the guy who's in Narcos, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Glad we cleared that up.
Okay.
Let's finish it off.
I'm going to take Billions.
Kind of a perspective pick.
Yeah.
Hope it pans out.
Yeah.
Hope it lasts.
Buy low. It was either that or Ballers with The Rock. But I went Billions.
Alex Curb.
And one. No,
let the viewers decide.
And I want to
listeners. Alex Curb, The Wire, Homeland, Cloop, Sopranos, Californication, How to Make It in America, Z Loop, Entourage, Thrones, Billions.
Me, Cloop, you.
See you next week. We'll have Gorgie Jang on from the Minnesota Timberwolves.